Hello, hello, and welcome to this latest episode of Burnoutology, the podcast with me, your host, Kelly Swingler, the Burnoutologist. Today, we are talking through burnout truth number 14. This is breakthrough burnout is burnout truth number 14. Welcome again to Burnoutology. This is the unedited, uncut, unscripted podcast that has allowed me to say goodbye to perfectionism, to let go of additional stress and worry, and I suppose, yeah, just to stop thinking about this has to be perfectly edited, perfectly scripted. I need jingles and sponsors and time and studios and all of that stuff. I'm going to continue in the same guise as I did when I first started. I was going to say Burnoutology, the podcast, but I meant to say Frazzled. When I first started Frazzled, this was the reasoning behind it. And as we've transitioned into Burnoutology, I want to keep this at the core. If you are a new listener, welcome. Do let me know what you think. I always think it's quite interesting when people go, but I'm getting so many lovely, wonderful messages from so many of you that are new. So thank you. Please do send them. I do aim, and I certainly try my best to come back to all of you. However, at the time that you're listening, you will be listening to this. I will be on my first week out, recovering from last week's operation. So this one is recorded in advance, and I'll be recovering from my operation. So the next few weeks, if you do send me a message, I may be a little bit slow in coming back to you. But thank you very much for being here. And of course, if you're a returning listener, thanks very much for sticking with me again. Again, it means a lot that so many of you listen on a weekly basis. I've never really, if I'm honest, paid much attention to the stats and the listens and the downloads. But there's loads of you, there's hundreds of you that are listening to this every single week. So thank you for allowing me to be your little earworm. I know some of you take me with you on a walk on a Tuesday morning. I know some of you listen to me at your desk on Tuesday lunchtime. So wherever you're listening, thanks for being here. Thanks for coming back, or thanks for exploring this for the first time. It means a lot. So breakthrough burnout. Confession time with this one. I have been here a lot over the last 12 years. This kind of breakthrough. So let's give the definition for this one today, shall we, before we start the conversation. So breakthrough burnout, what does it really mean? Well, this is when the transformation becomes collapse dressed as clarity, right? When transformation becomes collapse dressed as clarity. How do we spot this one? This is all of those massive aha moments that come followed by total depletion. And why does this matter? It matters because the real change doesn't wreck your nervous system. Let me repeat that for you, shall I? Real change doesn't wreck your nervous system. Now, maybe for this one, and I've just said some of you will be listening whilst you're out on your walk, but maybe sit with this one. If you've got your podcast companion, maybe pop this on the note pages. If you haven't got your podcast companion, head to kellyswingler.com/podcast, download your podcast companion. You can make all of your notes there. Or maybe you've got your own little kind of notebook for podcast reflections. I want to start by asking you, and this is for those of you that have been at burnout, right, and you've been coming through. If you haven't been at burnout, maybe do this for kind of when you think you've spotted this in your clients, right? So, I don't know, this one feels like a little bit of a lesson, doesn't it, to start us off. But see if you can, right? So if you've been at burnout, I want you to write this down. If you haven't been at burnout, I want you to see how many times you can pinpoint, or maybe specific clients where you can pinpoint this with. So how we spot this, right, is the massive aha moments followed by depletion. So I want you to think about, if you can, or maybe sit with this after today's episode, I want you to just, shall we do this together? Let's take a breath, shall we? It's been a while since we've had a collective breath together, isn't it? The whole world needs a collective breath at the moment. Let's get ourselves comfortable. I'm actually sat cross-legged in my chair, so I'm gonna stay here, but put my back up nice and straight. Either plant your feet into the ground or sitting up straight, however you are. Let's plant ourselves where we are. So let's imagine that we've got some gorgeous roots that are coming out of our body wherever we're connected to the floor. Let's have these roots. Let's plant ourselves here. Let's roll our shoulders back. Let's take three breaths in and out through the nose. Amazing. See if you can remember and or having seen in your clients all of those aha moments, right? The moments where you thought, oh, like, I finally got it, right? This is the point that I've finally recovered. This is the clarity that I've been waiting for. This has been the thing. This is the thing that I needed to find out, right? Maybe it's just come to you in a moment. Maybe it's come as a result of a meditation. Maybe it's come whilst you've been out walking the dog. Maybe it's come whilst you've been soaking in the bath or cooking dinner. And you've thought, that's the thing, right? That's the thing that I've been waiting for. And then you run towards it at 10,000 miles an hour. That aha moment becomes the thing that pushes you over the edge, right? That pushes you back towards that exhaustion, that pushes you back to that nervous system overload. A few episodes ago, I described, like, if we think about what's going on within our nervous system, when it comes to burnout, think about it as like an overloaded extension socket, right? You've got an extension lead with all of these different sockets on it, all of these different plugs on it. And it's got your phone plugged in. It's got your headphones plugged in. It's got your laptop plugged in, your iPad. Then it's got your TV. It's got your cooker. It's got your dishwasher. It's got the washing machine. Like, every single thing that you could possibly need is plugged into this one extension socket. And you run out of plugs, right? You run out of sockets for to plug things in. So maybe then you add in another extension lead, right? You add another extension socket onto the one that you've already got to give you some additional plugs, additional things to plug. And then you start plugging everything else. And you've got your bedroom lamps, you've got your hairdryer, you've got your kettle, you've got your toaster, right? Everything gets plugged in. And eventually it's going to short. And it's either going to blow one item, so all of, like, your laptop doesn't work. You can't make yourself a cup of tea because the kettle blows, right? So it could be one fuse that goes in one item. It could be all of the fuses that go in all of the items. It could be the fuse of the main extension socket. Main extension lead, it could be that goes. It could be a fuse in the house that trips, or you might need to rewire the entire house because of all of this additional extra stuff that you've had. Because you don't know at the time that you need to rewire everything, right? Because you might start checking things one at a time. And that's kind of, I suppose, an analogy, a thought to think about when we're thinking about this breakthrough burnout. Because actually I change the fuse in the kettle and it starts working. But I haven't realised that fuses have gone in lots of other things. I changed the fuse in the kettle and I think, right, that should fix it now. But I've not realised I've blown all of the fuses for the entire house. I haven't, or maybe I haven't realised that I need to rewire. I've completely screwed up all of the wiring. And in order to get everything to work again, I need to rewire the whole house. Think about those like little fuses, those individual fuses on all of those sockets as being these aha moments that we've had, right? We find one answer and we thought, oh, that's the thing, that solved it. And then we run with it. We don't necessarily allow it to, I was going to say fester. Fester may not necessarily sound like the best thing when it comes to aha moments, right? But that's the word that's initially come to mind, right? So we've changed one sort. We've had this aha moment and we think, right, that's the thing. This is going to change my life. This is the answer that I've needed. This has been the transformational thing that I've been waiting for. That's what I'm going to do. And it might be learning a new course. It might be learning a new thing. It might be a concept that we've read in a book. It might be an answer that we've had as a result of a podcast. It might be the fact that we suddenly think we've found our perfect job or our perfect career, or we've finally found the thing that's going to make us all of the money in the business. Now, of course, for all of us, burnout or not burnout, we all have ideas. We all have things that we want to run with. But the pace in which we can have them and the direction that they can lead us in when it comes to burnout, right? Because we have one moment of clarity. And it might be the first moment of clarity that we've had for ages, because again, burnout impacts our decision-making ability. It impacts our brain. It does rewire how our brain works, right? So all of a sudden we have this moment of clarity. We've had this feeling inside of us for so long that we've needed an answer, and we think this is the answer, so we run with it. We spend all of the hours, everything that we've got, on this new thing. So let's say it is a new course. We go full in. We do the learning. We sign up. We do the learning. We're fully committed to it. We're doing the learning over and above everything else, over and above time with family, over and above work. Because we think, if I just know this one thing, if I just get this nailed, this is going to be the thing that I've wanted. So we put all of our time, energy and attention, probably still the little, right, the little time, energy and attention that we have, because we're still not fully recovered. But we give it everything we've got into this thing, the learning, the job, the business, the creation. We do that, and we think, this is a turnaround moment. And then we find ourselves in a heap again, needing to recover. And we thought, I thought that was the thing. And we find ourselves exhausted, running on empty. We might not be at full burnout again, but actually we haven't come through that first burnout again in the first place. Not properly, not fully. We're not fully recovered. We're not fully healed. And we thought we found the answer because we had that aha moment. We had that moment of clarity and we think, this is it. I've got it. This is it. Only to find that it wasn't. And so we find ourselves again kind of feeling a bit rock bottom. We find ourselves needing even more answers. We beat ourselves up a little bit again at this point because we thought, oh shit, I thought that was a bloody thing, right? I thought that was the thing. And if that's not the thing, then I need to find the thing. And then we have the next moment of clarity, the next aha moment. We thought, oh, this is it, right? This is it. And so we go all in. We give it everything that we've got. We give it all of our energy, all of our focus. Because we know, we just know that if we get this one right, if we nail this bit, this will be the thing. This is the thing that we needed. This is the thing that's going to help with our recovery. This is the thing that oh, do you know what? This is it. This time, I've got it, right? I've nailed it. And we go all in. We give it everything we've got. And then we find ourselves a few weeks or months later, unable to move, can't get out of bed, can't think straight. And we think, God, thought I got that one sorted. And that's what we keep repeating. Because in between those big aha moments, the big moments of clarity, in between those, the little changes that we have been making, the small realizations that we have been making, they don't feel big enough. Because before you got to this point of burnout, you could make decisions in an instant. And sometimes you hadn't even like really made the decision. You just had the gut feel and then you started going for it, right? You had the gut feel that said, this is what you need to do. So you started to make it happen. You started moving forwards because you were a decision maker. You were a high performer. You were a go-getter. You could make decisions in an instant and an hour later it was done, dusted. Everything was doing as it needed to do. And then the next idea and the next part of creativity, the next moment of clarity, the next aha moment would just keep coming. And you kept just churning out these results really, 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 really quickly. And then you end up at a point of burnout and you can't even decide what your favourite food is anymore. And you can't decide what you want to wear today. And the clothes in your wardrobe don't really feel like you anymore. And the things that you used to love, or that you thought you used to love, and the people that you used to spend all of your time with, all feels a bit weird at the moment. None of it kind of feels right. And you can't decide what to do today, what to wear today, what to eat today. So when you get that moment of clarity, because it comes to you as an exact moment of clarity, and it convinces you by its nature that this is the thing, this is the win, this is, oh my God, this is the thing that you've been waiting for. And so you run with it. And yet in order for us to move through burnout, it's not always these big aha moments that we need to be running with. Because these can be distractions. This can be the brain again, trying to keep us safe, right? This can be ego trying to get us back to who we used to be. Because if I just achieve something, if I just get something done, if I just write the book or get the job or start the business or win the client, or if I can just have one moment of success, then I'll feel better. I just need to prove to myself and the world again that I'm not useless. I just need to prove that I can do this. So I'm going to go all in on the thing. I want to learn the thing, do the thing, listen to the thing, be the thing, get the thing. This is what I've got going as. And yet it doesn't give us what we need. It's not replenishing us in the way that we thought it would. It's not giving you the success. You might have had the moment of clarity, but it hasn't given you what you needed. Because again, there's still so much to go through. Burnout isn't a quick fix. There are no overnight breakthroughs. You might have that. I remember the morning that I woke up. So I had been avoiding going all in on this burnout stuff, right? This was years ago, but I'd been avoiding going all in on this thing called burnout. I couldn't see how to make it work. I couldn't see how this was going to be fulfilling. I couldn't see how this was going to earn me any money, right? I couldn't see how this was going to pay my bills. But I also, what the bloody hell do I call myself? I didn't feel expert, and actually burnout expert doesn't do anything for me. And I remember playing, I was, and this is where I was having some of these breakthrough moments, right? I need somebody to help me with my messaging. I need somebody to help me with my title. I need somebody to help me with my social. Somebody to help me with my website. Somebody to help me with my marketing. And I kept doing this because what do I call myself? How do I position it? Because I knew this was the stuff that I needed to be doing. But I remember the morning that I woke up with Burnoutologist, just came. And it didn't sound as boring as Kelly Swingler Burnout Strategist, Kelly Swingler Burnout Expert, Kelly Swingler Burnout Trainer, Kelly Swingler Burnout Coach. None of those really felt like me. And yet woke up one morning, I was like, I'm a Burnoutologist. And I remember Googling, right, what does ology mean? It's like the knowledge, the branch of knowledge. I was like, that's what it is. Like, this is what it is, because this is what I do. And it felt more like me. That was a moment of clarity. But maybe 6 months before that, or even 6 months after that, I could have found myself, and I have got, you know, and actually as I'm recording this today, I'm sat in a red t-shirt, a red sweatshirt that I've got custom made that says Burnoutology across the front. Like I've got some merch. But what I haven't done is like rebranded my entire website, rebranded my entire office, written a whole new book, done another online course. I didn't immediately go, I need to change everything to Burnoutology because yes, this is a thing and this is what I'm doing. And I need a book and a course and a program and a website and a branded baseball cap. And I need a cushion in my office. I need rugs. I need t-shirts. I need merch. I need pens. Like, I didn't go into that level. I was just like, it's Burnoutology. And now I can sit and get comfortable with that, right? How can I use it? How can it come to play? How can it weave into the existing stuff that I've got? So the moments of clarity can give us two things, really. They can give us clarity and we can continue to move through them slowly. Or we assume it is this immediate breakthrough that all of a sudden we've got to go into 110%, got to give it everything. Got to give everything into Burnoutology. Got to give everything into the book, the course, the program, the job search, the starting the business, the whatever. Only to then find ourselves running on empty again. That's the difference. We can have the clarity and move through with the clarity in a way that feels safe, in a way that's not pushing our body and our brain straight back into a trauma response, into fight or flight response again, because that's not a healthy, happy place to be. Or we can have the clarity and we can think that's what I need and we can move through it with ease and safety without frying our nervous system again, without telling our brain and body that we're in fight or flight mode again, that our stress levels need to be so high again. For the sake of time, I'm not going to go into this with you, but there are previous episodes when I've talked about the impact that going back to a fitness boot camp, right? The immediate stress, because I thought this is the thing that I needed to do, only to find that what I'd done, I was replicating a stress response in my brain and body. It wasn't a safe space for me to be. My head was like, I need yoga, I need cardio, I need HIIT workouts, I've got to be doing all this. My body needed calm and ease and safety. And I can't tell you that there is a hard and fast listen, don't listen, right? It's not, I haven't got a traffic light system. Maybe this is something else to put into my research, right? But I don't have a traffic light system to say to you, you know, red, amber, green, is this safe or not? That's for you to feel into. Is this safe or not? Is this a moment of clarity that does need you to go all in? And if so, how do you take care of yourself in the process? Or is this a moment of clarity that literally is just the very, very tip of the iceberg? It's the start of some really deep transformation and recovery. Is that moment of clarity the fuse that you needed? Or do you need to focus on rewiring the whole house before you can really get started again? I'm going to leave you there for today. That has been Burnout Truth number 14, Breakthrough Burnout. What it really means is when transformation becomes collapse dressed as clarity, How to spot it is the massive aha moments followed by total depletion. And why it matters is because real change doesn't wreck your nervous system. I will be back with you again next week. New episodes are released 7 a.m. every single Tuesday UK time. Next week, we are talking about positivity poisoning. Ooh, that sounds marvellous, Kelly. Yes, positivity poisoning. That is burnout truth number 15. That's what I'll be sharing with you next week. Go and have an amazing week. I will be back with you again soon. Take care for now, everybody. Bye-bye.